Now I'm going to ring a Tibetan bell. The sound of the bell will gradually subside. Just follow the sound with your attention until it subsides. You will notice that to follow the sound when it becomes weaker, a greater alertness is required than at the beginning of the sound. What's left after the sound subsides is simply a field of alertness, which is stillness. And now, as you listen to the sound, be aware not just of the sound, but of the alertness, the awareness through and in which the sound happens. And now to deepen it, listen to the sound with your whole body, so to speak. Listen with every cell of your body, so that the field of alertness is your entire energy field. You listen and you're aware of the field of alertness and that which arises in it, which is the sound in this case. What remains is simply the field of alertness, of alert presence. And the same can happen when you perceive visually. You look and you see sense objects in your visual field. Usually the objects, the forms, are all that people see. And the forms draw in your attention completely. Whatever is in your visual field, there is also the underlying field of alertness in which the visual perception arises. And that is inseparable from the feeling of the aliveness of the inner body, the global alertness. When you live like that, there is now a dimension there that you were not aware of before. You are now aware of the essence of your being, which is the field of now. You are aware of what we could call spaciousness, that is around things and that pervades everything. The gateway of silence and the gateway of the inner body cannot be separated. They are really one. Both portals bring you into the state of presence. As you listen to the music that follows, listen also to the silence in between the sounds and the silence that is there underneath the sounds.